Good morning and welcome to Sunday morning worship for St Swithin's Church. My name is Richard and I'm joined by the priest in charge of St Swithin's, Juliet, who will be preaching to us later. Hello, Juliet.
Hello.
Today is the first Sunday after Trinity and we're back into ordinary time in the church. What's ordinary seems rather hard to make sense of anymore. In our lockdown lives, we seem to be slowly getting back into some ordinary ways, although there are many things which are still very different, like shopping and church. We talk about the new normal and wanting to get back to normal, but I'm no longer sure what normal is anyway. In the church, we are in a sense returning to normal, as we're back into our green season. It's perhaps our favourite time in the church's year for Juliet and me, because it's the time that we can let go and explore and develop. Green is the colour of growing things, and today in our worship we're focusing on growing our hope with faith and love. We invite you to wear something green if you can, as we grow together in hope, faith and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We come before you, God of ancient times, acknowledging your presence with us. We come before you, God of the present, believing in your presence with us. We come before you, God of the future, hoping for your presence with us. As we prepare to say sorry to God, let us take a moment of quiet to recall our behaviour, our relationships, our attitudes over the past few days. What do we need to repent of? What have we ignored or stayed silent about, or that we should say sorry for? We are sorry for those times we have abused our power to oppress others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For those times we have talked and not listened. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
For those times we have ignored injustice. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. We know that God forgives us when we say sorry. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins. Heal and strengthen us by the Spirit, and raise us to new life in the risen Christ.
Amen. We're called to live in the light of God. Saying sorry just on its own isn't enough. What actions or changes do we need to make to our daily life to live in God's love? Take a moment now to write down some ideas of things that you need to do in your life. Write them down and stick them up somewhere that you can see them, like on the fridge or the front door, so that you can be reminded this week of how we need actively to live in God's love. The Gloria. Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to all people on earth.
Today we're going to reflect on feeling at home in God's presence. Where do you feel most at one with God? Picture the place. Closing your eyes, imagine yourself there. Take time to be in the moment with God. Remember what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like, maybe what it tastes like. When you're ready, come back to our worship, knowing that God's loving presence embraces us. You may like to just pause the broadcast for a moment while you do that. The collect for today. God of truth, help us to keep your law of love and to walk in ways of wisdom that we might find true life in Jesus Christ your Son. Amen. Amen. Listen for the word which God has spoken.
Speak, God of life, to our speaking.
Speak, God of justice, to our listening.
Speak, God of love,
to our soul's deep understanding. A reading from the letter to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
The Gospel reading. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for labourers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. To quote Anita from our Zoom coffee last week, she said, I've never known anything like it. These last few weeks and the most recent weeks have been unlike anything we have ever known or seen. The pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement really blowing through us. And there is hope that things will change. I'm sure that many of you have had the same feeling. There's never been anything like this before. In the reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. I wonder what that feels like, and I wonder what that means to you. Hearing an emphasis on suffering seems a little bit hard to hear. We don't want to revel in anything that hurts, surely. For me, I picked up the emphasis on hope. Hope which doesn't disappoint, as that is what I and I think the world and I expect all of you need to hear right now. Hope is a hugely powerful thing that we have as Christians. For we know that however grim or dark or difficult things are, we have hope. And it doesn't disappoint because God's love is poured into us. I love that image of God's love being poured into us, abundant and full of grace. But living in hope doesn't mean we can airbrush the reality away. Those of you who shared your stories of racism with me spoke loudly and clearly that your experiences are real and hurtful and painful. Prejudice is past, present, and will be the future. We must do all we can to bring justice and peace to our world. The Bishop of Dover, Rose Hudson Wilkin, she is the first female black bishop in this country, spoke on the BBC News this week saying that the world doesn't pay attention unless we stand up and say that we need a new social contract that delivers the transformation that is needed. Bishop Rose spoke of the racism pandemic. She acknowledged the reality of prejudice as she spoke powerfully to our nation last week. It's something we have to act on. We can't just look away. The other pandemic in our lives, the coronavirus pandemic, has also been tragic. Lives have been changed. There has been untimely death, isolation, as well as the inability to function socially or economically as we want to. The pain is real. Even if there have been good things in this situation, there is, I'm afraid, real pain to acknowledge as well. All of us connect to pain in various ways, as everyone will have different experiences of challenges and tough times in our own lives. Suffering is real and painful. Living in hope is not jumping forward and pretending everything is okay. It's recognising the suffering and offering it to God, our God who suffers with us on the cross. We heard just now in Romans that suffering gives us endurance. It doesn't say pretend it's all okay and overlook it, because some people can't cope with that really. Facing pain feels a little countercultural. We don't like our own pain, and we definitely don't like seeing other people in pain, dare I say, especially children. However, not allowing children or ourselves to feel pain can be very bad for us, as we don't build the necessary endurance and resilience for life. Being strong is not to avoid pain. Strength is in feeling the pain and knowing we can get through it and then cope in the future. Avoiding the reality and being distracted isn't hope, it's actually fear. We've heard untold suffering. We've heard the hatred openly and covertly inflicted on many in our church family as we listen to their experiences of racism. We've listened to so many experiences of racism suffered not just in our church, but also in this country and in our world. As Christians, we know that our suffering is shared on the cross. We are loved. God loves us, pours love into us, however hard life gets. And on the cross, God holds us and experiences it with us. And God's love is poured into us through the love of others who are participating in God's love. For we together are a community of love. Whenever there is suffering, we hurt together. But there is also the outpouring of love from our church family, from family, friends, neighbours, communities, national and international messages and acts of love. And in these crazy times, let us focus not just on the struggles, but also on the love. Let's not airbrush anything that is difficult, but remember that it is love, God's love and our love, which produces hope. The idea of character and hope makes me think about the beautiful painting called Hope by the artist George Frederick Watts, who was said to have painted it in a moment of anguish after the death of his adopted daughter Blanche. If you haven't already got it open, I suggest finding the service booklet and looking in the middle where there is a picture. When we think of hope, we might expect something glowing and beautiful, perhaps a woman sitting on top of the world singing and playing a harp, laughing in the bright sunlight. Instead, in Frederick Watts' beautiful painting, we have a picture of a blind woman. Her clothes are torn and tattered in rags. Her body is scarred and bruised from some trauma. Her harp is almost completely destroyed. All that remains is one single string with which she is plucking out a sound. This message from Romans is for the earliest Christians who were people of hope through deeply dark times, not hopeful in some vague way that all will work out okay in the end, but in the ultimate transformation that God will bring to the whole creation, a future when all will be put right with humanity and with the world. Shortly after Mandela's death, in the speeches that were given after he died, this quote that I'm about to read was said about the impact of Mandela in relation to this painting of Frederick Watts. This is the quote. The painting entitled Hope is about the boldness of a girl to believe that even when blinded and even with a broken harp and only one string, she could still play music. Her and Mandela's belief was that even in the most difficult and bleak of times, even when things seem hopeless, there could still be hope. We are mourning because as long as Mandela was alive, we knew that even in the worst of disasters, amidst the most terrible of tragedies and conflict, there was someone there standing between us and the elements who represented goodness and nobility. and we are celebrating today because the lessons that we have learned from him will live on. He teaches us that indeed no injustice can last forever. He teaches us that whenever good people of courage come together, there is infinite hope. That was about Mandela's death. And of course, we have the death of George Floyd very fresh in our memories. And the funeral was last week. And in that funeral, people lined up in the church in Houston to share impassioned pleas for racial justice. The hope that we want is justice for everyone and to remember that Black Lives Matter. The people who gathered in that funeral and around the world were mourning the loss of a man who died because of the colour of his skin. And you don't need me to tell you that this is real and urgent and continually needs to be spoken. We know that facing the reality of how things are is to make change, to bring justice, to draw lines about what is and what is not acceptable. In our gospel reading, we hear one of my favourite expressions, that if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. We can't make other people change their attitudes, but we must try to share God's all-inclusive love. I often like the expression that it's not us to change other people, but it's about us changing ourselves that will really make a difference. When we feel the time is right, we can leave it with God and shake the dust from our feet. Following our Romans reading, facing our reality can give us resilience and endurance, which gives us character. And from that character, like the girl in this painting, we can have hope. If we put the two readings together, we see that we do not revel in the suffering, but we approach each situation in God's love, which means that we can hope, but we sometimes need to know when self-care is uppermost and the time to move on is needed. Whatever our lives, none of us can avoid suffering at some point in our existence. And despite the challenges we all face, and some very particularly, we can be assured that Christian hope does not disappoint because it has God's love all over it. As a church, we are to gather together in faith, hope and love. When we feel and hear all of this hurt and pain, as a church, we need to place all of this into God's story of love. I'm going to read a poem now. Apologies, I have read it to you before. I rather like it because it sums up perfectly the hope we have in God's love. And I hope that one day soon we can gather the shreds of our stories, however broken, and weave them into something to remind us of the beauty of God's recreation. To Weavers Everywhere by M. Rienstra. God sits weeping. The beautiful creation tapestry she wove with such joy is mutilated, torn into shreds, reduced to rags, its beauty fragmented by force. God sits weeping. But look, she is gathering up the shreds to weave something new. She gathers the rags of hard work, attempts at advocacy, initiatives for peace, protests against injustice, all the seemingly little and weak words and deeds offered sacrificially, in hope, in faith, in love. And look, she is weaving them all with golden threads of jubilation into a new tapestry, a creation richer, more beautiful than the old one was. God sits weaving, patiently, persistently, with a smile that radiates like a rainbow on her tear-streaked face. And she invites us not only to keep offering her the shreds and rags of our suffering and our work, but even more, to take our place beside her at the Jubilee loom and weave with her the tapestry of the new creation. Amen.
Amen. Our profession of faith. We remember that we are joined together as a family, despite not being able to meet in person at the moment. Our faith holds us all, whoever we are, however we come to God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In our prayers today, please take some time to bring God... In our prayers today, please take time to bring to God your own thoughts, hopes and needs. Loving God, our hope, please hear us as we pray today for our world, for all who hold power to make peace, to rule justly, heal division, protect the environment, fight disease. Overrule in the hearts of politicians and leaders everywhere, and please bring an end to the coronavirus. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. We pray for all people who suffer because of racism in our world, who fear violence, suspicion, and resentment because of the colour of their skin. Please bring hope and strengthen faith. Please empower all who work for change, and let the voices of all who cry Black Lives Matter be heard. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. Loving God, our hope, please hear us as we pray today for our country and community, for compassion, tolerance and love between all people, for respectful and dedicated leaders, for safety on our streets, for an end to prejudice. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are suffering stress in our area as a result of the coronavirus, for those fearful in their homes, for the lonely and those who would rather be alone than abused, for the vulnerable, those without income, and for any struggling to cope with the restrictions and the fear. We pray for healing for our land and in our neighbourhood. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. Loving God, our hope, please hear us as we pray today for our church. Thank you for the faith which binds us together and for the strength that you have provided to keep us connected during the lockdown. Please help us as we encourage one another to also spread your love, bringing your kingdom alive in Hither Green. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. Please bless our church leaders. Thank you for Juliet. We ask for wisdom for her and the PCC as restrictions are relaxed and planning has to take place for safe and practical ways to open the church. Bless and inspire her and the ministry team. Help us all to minister to one another, holding our sisters and brothers in prayer, both in our area and in your church everywhere. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. Loving God, our hope, please hear us as we pray for all we know who are in particular need and on our hearts today. For Tanisha, Talabi, Elizabeth and family, Olivia and family, Louise, Joshua, David, Ivy, John, Lena, Shanette, Susan, Margaret, Sydney, Edith, Vanda, Lorna, Ina, and Stephen. We pray for our own needs and any others that we bring to you now. Loving God, our hope, hear our prayer. Loving God, our hope, both now and for all time, we remember our sisters and brothers who have died recently. George, John, Graham, Roy, William, and Peter. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you,
and also with you. The blessing. May God bless us. May God keep us in the Spirit's care and lead our lives with love. May Christ's warm welcome shine from our hearts and Christ's own peace prevail through this and every day. May the God of love, Creator, Friend and Spirit, be among us and remain with us always.
Amen. Celebrating, living, journeying. We are people on the way. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
And the notices. We have a PCC meeting via Zoom on Wednesday evening, and that link will be sent round soon. And in that meeting, we're going to be talking about how we might be able to open the church for private prayer soon. We've got government and church guidance, and it's fairly strict. So whatever we do, it will be very limited, and it might need a bit of help from those who can volunteer. So we will let you know a bit more about that next week. And the birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone whose birthday has been recently or this week, especially for Mary Jane and also my daughter Iona. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Shall we sing?
I think so.
Okay, ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May the Lord bless and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday and have a good and blessed week.